Yeah, we've just started a project where I am playing a song, making a video of myself in my living room playing a tune, and then I send it to one of the other guys, Eric Mooring, for instance. This was something that Eric Mooring and Eric Lillestahl both helped figure out. I send it to Eric. He separates the audio from the video, records himself playing along with it with a video recorder, then puts it back together and mixes it, sends it over to Eric Lillestahl, who does the same thing, sends it on to our drummer, Joe Steinger, does the same thing, and then, or each one of them can actually, Robert Bell, for instance, can watch and listen and record his own part to it while he's watching and listening, and then send that back to Eric at our virtual engineering room, the sound board and mixing console. Anyway, I'm not, like I said, I'm not the best at technology, but all I know is you end up getting all the members of the band on the in the same frame of the screen on your device playing the same tune.
We're speaking with accordionist Dan Newton, and that's Dan with the Cafe Accordion Orchestra. But you do a lot of solo work too, Dan. And this current virus thing has caused you to reflect on, well, some of your music that maybe you haven't played in a while.
Yes, I do a lot of solo work. And I've been writing music since before I was gigging. And I'm not very good with putting music to paper, and even worse with reading it once it's on paper. And I've been taking some of my spare time, amongst other things, like taking walks and cooking more, to dig through piles of these old pieces of sheet music and start to relearn the tunes. Some of them I used to play, but I'm trying to play them again now because I have the time to learn them. I kind of gave up performing some of my original material for quite a while, or just mixing a little bit of it in ways that I hope people wouldn't notice I was doing one of my own. But this is more music that's related to an earlier part of my musical career. So yeah, I've been doing that with that idea of at some point maybe being able to record some and put it out there, I don't know, on an album, or just getting to perform it again for fun if gigs come back. I am doing a set of original tunes in my next streaming live show. At the peak of my busyness as a performing musician, I never wanted to play music at home. If I was playing music at home, I was either learning material for performance or in a rehearsal. And now I have more time, and Elizabeth and I have been playing together every day. We did a small set in one of my live streams, and it's just great to be able to play in the home for fun, the same kind of way I learned originally to play. And this expanded technology for me, I've learned for the first time how to do the live streaming. I never approached when live music was available to everybody in a in-person situation, simply because I was reaching my core audience on a regular basis during the evenings on 4 or 5 times a week. Suddenly cut off from that audience and being forced to learn how to live stream so I wouldn't go crazy from not having gigs, and to also maintain some sense of community. Well, what's happened is suddenly I'm doing the gigs where I would have been at Dunn Brothers or the Eagles Club or Crooners. Now I'm playing for people all over the world, from Norway and England and California and Washington and Texas and Illinois. I mean, just all over the place. And I do not believe that before this pandemic caused us all to be isolated, I do not believe that I would have gotten nearly as much attention. So it's one small good thing that I can hold on to that has happened to me since we have been isolated. It still will never replace the experience of being in a room playing music with musicians for people. That's what I long to get back to. Love playing with my wife at home. Completely different thing, that is.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of voice and tone. In dreams I live with the memory, beneath the stars all alone. Here's where I found beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as a blue up above. On that moonlit path,
there are no live shows, but there's plenty to keep up with in the world of accordionist Dan Newton. The web address is daddysqueeze.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
Hey, we're getting people there, all right. Thanks for commenting, saying hi. Great to know that you're watching.